Right, we all said to go,
and
in a way we're all back on track, and it is just 11:30, and I know some members have requested to just attend other meetings at 12 and so on, so I just want to complete certain aspects here, members. If I look at what is required in terms of what we have here, we are looking at a consideration, we've done the Steele report, a consideration of terms of reference for the working group on the final report of the Gambling Review Commission. The status of this, which I wish to confirm again, is that we were always working on it and awaiting this. With a greater emphasis, the Minister tables the Commission report. Not, you know, it's not a legal requirement by Parliament, but to give it greater emphasis. It was tabled, I think, on the 21st of June, 22nd, and it is there, it is in the process of being referred to the committee, but this does not preclude us looking at it, because it was already here and we were awaiting it, per se. So we did indicate last meeting or at some point that we would want Honourable Corbasa to chair that working group. However, I asked the table here, in particular the content specialist, Ms. Hurling, to prepare draft terms of reference, which have been broadly based on other working groups. But obviously there are specific core objectives that could change. And we're always available to improve terms of reference, hence the reason we made it available. So now, in the very first instance, I would ask members to look at their draft, the draft terms of reference. And all it does is very briefly to sketch the background, you know, what it was, etc. I hope members of DTI have got it. Right, I'm sure it will be available. And I'm not going to read it, but I will just indicate that there is a background, a point there, after we had that in the public hearings, the issue of the socio-economic impact of legalized gambling, the impact of misleading advertising, the regulation of cross-border gambling, the current regulatory environment, and, of course, interactive gambling, which first gave rise, am I correct, DDG, for how we got gambling brought to the committee itself. We then had expressed a view on the matter, you know, after our engagement, and we came to the conclusion it's more than 10 years since it's been there, and look, there hasn't been any assessment as to its impact, and it seems to be wandering in all kinds of directions, and what appeared to us to have been the first intention was simply to regulate this practice, because horse racing had been given some kind of special exemption to be around, and gambling kind of grew up in a few dens around the places, and there was a feeling we should regulate it. It then became, it seemed, a critical component of local economies, we were told, by some and by others, social pathologies, and we were also reminded, has there been any cost assessment of what has contributed to the state and what it cost the state to fix in these pathologies, you know, ranging from crimes, addiction, and that kind of thing. So, to us, the time had come for an assessment, and we took a decision to set up our own study research process. We communicated this to the minister in a meeting, and he indicated, look, he was already thinking of establishing a commission at that stage. So we discussed the matter within committee and said, okay, go ahead then. Go ahead, establish your commission, have this commission, and let us have the report, please. Now, that's how it all came about. I think the DDG was very much part of that process, if I'm correct, DDG, and the chief director as well. Well, we were told that would be forthcoming in 6 months. I think it is just more than a year that we have this back, which when we got it back, because it was then taken to cabinet, etc., and processed to, you must remember, this is also a concurrent legislation, if I can put it that way. And as soon as you talk about concurrency, it adds another dimension. And many of us may know, we all come from provinces, that our provinces guard this kind of economic revenue, you know, quite seriously. Let us just put it that way. And some of them see gambling as an opportunity, perhaps quite rightly, to grow employment, as one is told, and also they see a lot of positives, let me put it that way. And so it was important that they too, as stakeholders, you know, contribute to this process, etc. So we now come back, we've got this now, as I've explained, and the then commissioner, and in fact, who brought this to fruition was Astrid Luden. She was the commissioner there. So it is our intention, of course, to bring her back to account for certain things and respond to questions with that cap. Members of the working group, it says here, will be constituted of the following members. We may wish just to look at some of the core objectives first, or you may go ahead and now select the other members. Can I have a proposal? You can go ahead and we can just ask what other members we can have on board. Should we go that route? It'll run concurrently with IP to some degree, but its main work in many ways will be done hopefully after we've completed IP. But you must remember, the IP working group, as with all working groups, hand over their work completely before we even get into consideration. You know, we should make that absolutely clear. So we have Honourable Kwabasa to lead that task team. I would like to ask the DA who they would like to consider on board. Yes, Honourable Harris?
So we've discussed it and we'd like Jacques Muller to sit on that.
Right, so we have a proposal then and put forward Jacques Muller. Obviously it's customary to include three parties, you know, in these working groups, and that leaves the IFP, the Freedom Front and COPE. I know that the Freedom Front is sitting on IP, but I'm not sure just how close your involvement is in this area. And the IFP, of course, COPE is not here. Let's hear from yourself, Honourable Albert.
Madam Chair, I would like to nominate my alternative personality. But I cannot split my body, so it's going to be very difficult, I think, to serve on that committee as well. Well, you know, I will be available for any legal questions to be answered. That's the difficulty. I don't think I will be able to work on both committees, subcommittees. Thank you.
Yeah, as you say, the legal expertise, just in-house, if I could put it here, would obviously always come in handy to have a member on board. But let us, Honourable Khadebe, are you just making a proposal then forward, yes?
Yes, Chair, I would propose Honourable Member Kodi phone call for $25. Yeah. And then also Ms. Kumar.
Yes, I think the woman need to play some core role here. Considering we were talking about the way women were leaving their babies around the place at these casinos. But I
Much as
having a lot of interest in having information about this. As well as I won't have those powers to say no to it, but I'm scared that this working group happens to work on Fridays, or some other Fridays. I'm not available. Maybe I will drag the work of the working group. Am I out of order? Now he's raising his hand.
And you are not out of order.
He doesn't have a respect. This is already out of order. Now he began to threaten me as a woman. Please, can you ask him to put his head down before I speak?
Honourable members, I always said, once I've seen a hand, I've seen it. For the moment, because I want, now I'm not recognizing just then a point of order, and I'll tell you why. Members of this committee know my aversion to points of order. Am I correct? Every party knows that. Not an ANC, DA, ISP, any other issue. I can't say I would ever take a point of order because I would be flouting the rules of Parliament. But I surely hope when the chair just urges a little bit of, restraint, that we have that. Honourable Kamalo, you are on the floor not simply because it's Women's Month, but let us hear what you have to say.
Thanks, no. What I wanted to say is that as much as I won't be able to say no to what I've been tasked to do, I'm scared that sometimes the working group does work on Fridays. Or free Fridays, in most cases, is the time for me to leave home because of other responsibilities at home. Then maybe I would make the working of the group, drag behind if I'm not part of it. As I mentioned earlier on that, I would love to have part of it. I would have more information as I'm interested in knowing more about the gambling. Unless it can be accepted that if I won't avail myself, then that could be accepted, then I won't have a problem now.
Honourable Debbie does speak. I do like the way you've put this forward, Honourable Commander, so please don't worry. I like the way you've shared it with us. But can I just say one thing as chair, though? One thing. Friday is a working day in Parliament. I cannot change that. I cannot. Not even the Chief Whip can change that. The only person that can change that is the Speaker, but is her. So I can't change that. But it has been customary in this committee to try not to work every Friday. Okay, it has been customary. That's all I can. There's just a bit of information I'm sharing. Honourable Khadebi, you wish to just add something here?
Thank you, Chairperson. It does not mean that if it's a woman's month, the women are allowed to be out of order. I cannot agree to that. No. What is critical here? The only working group which was given the money to work on Friday is the intellectual property. We have not even set out the problem for this new one. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the member gets that this one is on Friday. So that's why I was calling for the point of partnership. Is there any problem of this committee, of this working group? I don't see it here in front of me. So why Friday? So that's why the members out of order. Does not mean that if she's a woman, she cannot be out of order.
On the point of order. I just wanted to raise a point of order, you know, against what this member is saying. She said she's worried that sometimes
this task team do work on Friday. So she wanted to give us information so that whatever decision we take, we are aware about her predicaments. Thank you, Chair.
Members, can I appeal to us to stop using the word point of order? You know, to me, I'm going to appeal to you, unless it is a serious issue where the chair is out of order. You know, and I'm looking at Honourable Harris as well, who has respected this. And I say this, please refrain from this, because I have seen meetings in Parliament become unworkable because of this. And so, please let us just refrain. And you use it sparingly, so sparingly, that when you do use it, it is something very serious. And we respect it as such. I'm going to close that by simply saying we did have Honourable Kovalsa, who is chairing the working group. We have Honourable Jacques Smaller, who is on that working group. We have a proposal that Honourable Kotze sits there, and we had a further one that Honourable Kamalo sits there. In the absence of Honourable Kotze being here, it's very, very unfair to raise a name without just getting some understanding about what the issue is there, etc. So I'm going to, at this point, indicate that both are there, which makes it useful that there are both people there. But what we cannot lose sight of when we go putting an extra woman there is that there is another committee that will soon be coming on board, and that is BEE. Then there's co-ops, of which we do know we will not miss the attendance of Honourable Mabasa. And then, really, the decision in the committee in 2009 was no member should be required to serve on more than one task team, except in rare circumstances. And we noted, Honourable, if you have yet to chair a working group. So, you know, we've all got to come in, and we've all got to come to the party, as it were. And that is all I want to say. So, at this stage, there is an understanding. I hope everyone can hear what I'm saying. There is an understanding that we will confirm the position of Honourable Kamalo and Kotze later on when Kotze is present. Is that clear? Honourable
Khadebe? Chair, we can confirm that one of Honourable Kumar. Thank you. I think that one we can pass it now.
You would like us to? Well, I think we also need to keep in mind that the programme is not set, Honourable Kobasa. Am I right? You're still looking at issues. Right. Let's leave it in that phase. But without moving beyond that. It is a working group. Now, members, can we get back? We've done that with that little proviso. Honourable Kotze was not present and should be first consulted. Objectives. Remember, this is a draft. So please don't have heart attacks now. Just a draft. The committee is to consider the conclusion and recommendations from the Gambling Review Commission's report. This should result in recommendations pertaining to the principles I'm on page 1 of the draft terms of reference. Norms and standards. Why? Because it is a concurrence of legislation. For the future proliferation of the gambling industry and amendments to the national gambling industry. Is it amendments to the industry or is it amendments to the Act, the legislation? You know? Yeah. Okay, are we all on the same page there? Then we move to page 2. The working group call, just a call, you know, we haven't
recommendation objectives are therefore to consider X, Y, Z, we said that, consider the outcome of the submission from the proposed public hearings, present or propose core issues for the committee's consideration, its deliberation first, we will first deliberate, then consider. 4, propose conclusions and or recommendations for the committee's deliberation and consideration. We'll first deliberate, we will then consider. Is there anything else? Because I am aware of two other points I would have liked us to include, but is there anything you would like to add? Members, honourable members. Honourable
Smaller? Yeah, obviously when we look at the actual legislation and seeing it is a existing legislation, obviously the review of the regulations that has been done by the department also either will have also got to play its role, because when you change legislation, you obviously got to change regulation, and that will have, it will go hand in hand, and we might want to either look at that ourselves, or we will have to got a poster back then onto the department to say, this is what we've done. Then look, tell us where the tell us how the regulations will has got to change, because obviously maybe in some of these indications we don't want to change the actual act, but it's the regulations that have got to be revised in order to make this whole gambling thing to work for us. So yeah. Depending on where the problems lie, that's where we want to maybe want to see some changes.
Thank you. I think that is important. Of course, regulations are secondary legislation, as we know. But in some of these acts, it is specifically stated in the principal act itself that, for example, regulations will be XYZ by Parliament, and in some it isn't specifically stated, although it doesn't preclude, you know, one's looking at them. But the second, the one I wanted to put here is the very reason why this all became an issue was we were concerned about the Principal Act. That here was the Principal Act, and then we had, you know, Band-Aid, sort of just a paste here. Yeah, and there, and in so many ways, it seemed to be going in various directions. What was the Principal Act saying? What was the purposes in the Principal Act? And if you recall, we were deeply concerned about this, which is one of the reasons why we were all proposing we must do a study. And I know I'm quite certain the Commission, if you go through its report, would have looked at that Principal Act. Am I right, DDG? You can't, you know, you simply can't just look at this report without looking at the Principal Act. So I'm not sure, and I'm looking, I think, really towards you as well, to say, of course, we've now learned there's no reason why we can't factor in the statement about the Principal Act. But yes, Mr. Hermans, how do you want to put that? In terms of our core objectives. I'm saying, you know, when you look at the core objectives, we have a problem very much like the NLB with the Principal Act. This is where the problem started. Those who'd been in trade and industry before kept on saying, you see, this is related to the problem there. This is related to the problem there. And we're just, you know, doing a patch-up all the time. So I don't want to create a hornet's nest, but I am saying perhaps what has been proposed here is proposed conclusions and or recommendations. So maybe the secretary tells me that'll be involved in those recommendations and consideration anyway. We can say, look, we're not happy with the Principal Act because it has this impact. So it's covered. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, I would like to close this then, unless there is something that you say you may wish to add and you haven't thought of it. Can we close it at this point? Right. So that's the working group's core objective. Then when we look at deadlines for coming back, this thing has been going on. It was the first thing that landed on our desk in 2009 in May, the end of May, first week of June. Now you can see that's a long, long time ago. It is time we did conclude the matter. And the kind of proposal we are looking at is to have it alongside IP as we're drawing to a close. But sometimes, you know, Honourable Van der Merwe, when we're not really ready with the IP, we've got something else then. You know, so we've got two items, as it were, level pegging and coming along. And if we did it that way, it's possible for us to think of concluding it in the last week of September, towards that last week. And the reason we would want to do this is because the annual reports are coming in the last week of September. Secondly, we have also got co-ops and the BEE, and I'm just looking at my own original little program here where I made a lot of these changes as I was consulting with the department. We have been specifically asked by the department, please, is it possible that we deal with the co-ops and BEE, etc., on Wednesday the 14th of September? Failing that, possibly Tuesday, depending on what time we can get, you know, and negotiate that. So that's one issue. The second issue the department has requested, knowing our concerns during oversight and also the fact that we did visit both CIPCO plus the National Consumer Commission, etc., that it is important for us to come back a bit earlier, they believe, than what we said in Pretoria 3 months, which would have been July, end of July, August, September, and only looking at it end of October, for us rather to consider getting an update on what processes have been embarked upon since issues were raised by CIPCO, and can we do that on the 16th, Friday, the 16th of September. I'm specifically giving you these dates in advance, you see, because these are quite important dates. Friday, the 16th of September. We would also have had an update on the brewer process, etc., but we've been asked for 2 hours from DTI. I thought if members can drag their feet here at 8:30, we may be able to start at 8:45 at the latest, and then finish by 11:30. You know, that kind of scenario. So that members who are required to go back to their provinces have that opportunity, if possible. So I mentioned that then on that issue. I also want to note that the IP, all being well with processes, and I say this using those words advisably, with processes that we need to embark upon, we could consider the debate and request a debate possibly then on Wednesday afternoon, or rather Tuesday afternoon, the 20th of September for IP, or Wednesday afternoon, the 21st of September. I'm not sure, the WIP may know what the exigencies are around which date you can't use and which date you can. I don't know if it's Wednesday, which is Wednesday you can't use, is that
Wednesday, I just have a question to the ministries.
Yeah.
So if that's where the problem might arise.
Yeah.
So Tuesday would be the ideal date.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing prevailing from requesting a well bill, whereby they would have an extended sitting in Parliament, which would make a lot of people angry.
All right, but I think, do you hear what where we're going with this kind of thing? So I hope people understood what I've said, members. I said all processes having been pursued, etc. We can't book a debating day just out the blue. We need to make, with programming taking about a month to conclude its processes, we do need to move ahead on these things. So we are looking at that proposal. We would then look at the gambling issue and taking that back to Parliament in October. And we would look at the annual reports as and when Parliament sets those dates. We don't set those dates. I hope people understand that. We don't. We can raise an objection to a date, but we don't actually put it all down. That and the BRRR. And as you know, the medium-term budget policy statement, all these things are happening at the end of October. So it begins to fill the program quite heavily then. So all I'm doing now, members, is simply giving you a couple of, flagging a couple of dates and hoping you will try to respect the 13th, 14th as outlined and Friday the 16th as indicated. Honourable Harris?
Okay, sorry to do this, but can you just recap what you're proposing for the 13th and 14th?
Yeah, the 13th and the 14th, the co-ops and BEE briefing. The legislation would have gone through cabinet, you know, it would have been tabled, you know, we need to be briefed on these issues. That's really what it is. And they are saying, look, you know, the co-ops has been germinating for 3 years or longer, and BEE, this committee, has called for a revision of that to overcome all the challenges that have impacted on our economy and the transformation processes. You know, it deals with a load of things, I don't know, procurement issues, elitism, a number of issues that were never intended originally when these things were put there. Yes, Honourable Smaller.
No, let's just hear what Honourable Smaller is saying.
Yes. Chair, I'm sorry to do this to the committee, but I have got a prior engagement.
Alright. We are closing now, Honourable Smaller. We were just clarifying those dates, and when I say closing, there is one other issue which we will look at, but we will deal with in the next committee as well. So you, thank you, and I know that you wanted to be here for the minutes, but we won't adopt them now because we don't have a quorum. Or do we have a quorum? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We do, but you have a colleague here. Right. Okay. Members, we've done all this, and then we look at the consideration of minutes. Although I'm chairing, it should be noted that I was not present in this committee meeting. I have had a look purely for technical issues, Honourable Khadebi. Obviously, I can't talk substantively. And and when I say page one, I will allow members just to look with Honourable Khadebi in particular, who chairs this meeting, take a real look at page one. Page one. I understand that there was a report back of the IP task team. There was a briefing by the Parliamentary Law Advisor on the IP redraft bill. And there was a consideration of minutes. I understand that there was an adoption of minutes. So further on, we should see that. And then you had members present, absent, etc. I'm glad to see no one was actually absent. But I have asked you, Honourable, Mr. Herman's When it comes to other members who come to this committee on a regular basis, but are one party, one person parties, can I put it that way, in terms of Parliament, in terms of Parliament, I know that they think we can all go to any committee, you know, and they obviously are running around wildly at all the committees. So I'm not sure what the official position is, especially as we've been told to get things now in order this month, you know, in July. Do they give us an apology then, even though we are aware of why they would not be here? You see, because if they haven't submitted a formal apology, they should be noted as absent, even if their secretaries can just do this for them. But we'll, I think, allow them time to go forth and ask our secretary to communicate with them and to say, we would appreciate your secretaries communicating to us when you can't be present. Full stop. That's all they need to say. And, you know, am I right? Page one. Page two. There was only one thing I wanted to raise here when we're going ahead on page one, page two, the opening and welcome, etc. I was, you know, going through the minutes very carefully here. Can I just say that the committee has to start by 4:15? Has to. Otherwise, you elect a chair. And it becomes a problem that, and I'm saying this to members, that's why I mentioned 8:00 earlier. If committees can sit at 8 in this parliament, with some of our members present at their meeting, then committees can sit at 9. So, again, it's just a reminder now, because next week it's not, you know, we're definitely implementing all of these requirements as we've been asked to. So let's move ahead. Is there any, that's page 2. Mm-hmm. Yes, Honourable Khadebe?
I think from the side of the attendance, it does not indicate that Honorable Bigani attended that meeting. Honorable Faith Bigani. Yeah, it, I think that must be reflected here. Yeah.
I think you see, that's why I said please scrutinize. It's very important because the quorum would not have been there. Thank you. Thank you. Let us just go then to page 3, if we may. I noticed, Honourable Van der Merwe, you were already raising these issues that you raised again today around 2.2, and I noted that with interest, the folklore issue. Page 3. Again, further issues were noted. And it is then a matter of concern that these aren't submitted. It's probably, you see, if the minutes are done in time, and I know that the secretary wanted to make sure that these minutes were captured accurately. You'll remember he said that at the last meeting. But my appeal to you, Mr. Herman, I've got to have these minutes no later than a Friday morning. No later. I know this is difficult sometimes. Preferably Thursday afternoon. But I do understand you have a lot of work. We then have, you know, the issue on page 3, the committee deliberates it. Okay? The committee agreed that it will consider the proposal after it has received a briefing from advocates. We need to make our decisions very, very clear. If we deliberated, did we take a decision?
That comes with.
And do we have that later? Right. So the resolutions are noted. Where's the decision then after the
resolve?
So you had, instead of decisions, we then had a resolution which was required. Fine. Right, okay. Then we had further resolutions. We then had the adoption of the minutes. Thank you very, very much, and agreed. Okay, we then go to the final page 4, and we get Albert's, etc., the minutes of that. It's just all the minutes being put forward. And then the closure of the meeting at 12:30. I expect today, Honourable Khadebi, is the first time I have finished before 12:30. right, I see we have covered everything, and I don't think there's anything in these minutes before they are adopted that would require that we ask for another set because of certain substantive differences. There is nothing. There are a few technicalities here and there. So thank you very much, Mr. Hermans. Do we have someone to propose who was present to propose the adoption? Honourable Kamalo, Khabasa, seconded by Honourable Kamalo. Thank you very, very much. So they are adopted. Is that an objection, Honourable Harris?
Not at all.
Okay. thank you, Honourable Harris.
It's just something that's been raised by the minute here, in the and it has reference to the meeting we had before tea. The committee resolved that the detail would. This is under 4.7 under these minutes. The DTI would brief the committee on the status of the WIPO report. Now, I understand the DG is committed to submitting the WIPO report and the two regulatory impact assessments to us. But I do think the point made here in the minutes is quite important, that when we get those reports, we need some context from the department. So I would say, I mean, obviously this has already been resolved, but in fact, the regulatory impact assessment should also come with a briefing from the department.
I don't have a problem in principle, Honourable Khadebe.
Chairperson, I think I agree with it. The department will brief us, but I think that resolution it didn't deal with RIA.
Well, the second one does. The next one does.
Look, in some ways more has been added today, Honourable Harris, with due respect. So it's not simply that we want this. I think we want the updated agreement now. Can I put it that way? Because as I understand it now, we cleared the decks, I hope, and we're going to get all of this. And I should just say something. And it's the 3rd of August, it's our first meeting as a committee in Women's Month. And I think that something I heard yesterday really, really provoked my thinking. And that was something that was shared with us from DTI, that in the Scandinavian countries, women's involvement and the requirement in terms of their, I'm going to be very broad now, economic participation, etc., is actually covered by legislation as a minimum of 50 or 51%. Now, I am not, to the men who are sitting here who may be getting alarmed, making the statement in a threatening manner, it's not intended. Because all of the men sitting here, if they have not had daughters, and if they have not got sisters, may well be getting daughters or granddaughters. And I think any father, any man, any brother, uncle, it doesn't matter what capacity, my son always welcomed the idea that he was born into a woman's household because it taught him how to accept a female boss. Now, all I have to say is that there are many, many other ways. I think the basis has to be that we need to respect the role that each plays. No, we are not the same biologically. But we each have a significant role to play in society, in the community, in our homes. And it's just that appeal that as we move through our legislation, we don't ignore some of these principles that every party, I believe every party, has accepted. I don't think there is a party, I'm not aware of one, that has said we don't wish to recognize the role of woman. It may be different in the, you know, in the homes, because in these homes all kinds of other things operate. But yes, so I want to thank you most sincerely, all of you, for being here. It is only 12:15. I would like to release you and to ask the committee secretary when the next meeting of the committee is. That's all.
The next committee meeting is on Wednesday the 10th at 9 o'clock in room V119. We'll get a briefing by the commissioner on the gambling report at the stable on the 2nd of June in Holland.
Thank you. Gambling, gambling members.